So much of the conversation has been, of course, about the wildfires. Where do we stand now? And what about the next few days? The director of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, CAL FIRE, is Ken Pimlott. And Ken is with us this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
And we have the incoming rain. Is that a sigh of relief for CAL FIRE?
It really is. I think this change in the weather will not only help us, reduce the fire activity, but also obviously clean up the air quality and move some of the smoke out.
Yeah, and we try not to complain about the smoky air for the last week or so around here, because we have a decent idea about what everybody's going through up there. What's the current status of the campfire, Ken?
So this morning, it's 151,000 acres and 66% contained. Firefighters are absolutely making progress. They've been working mostly in the eastern flank of the fire, where it's down in the Feather River Canyon, and trying to get containment lines in there. Yesterday's winds obviously gave them a little bit of increased fire activity, but they've made good progress. And again, as we get into the middle of this week, we really hope to see things improve, with containment still proposed for full containment by November 30th.
Yeah, I know that will be a happy holidays piece of information for everybody up there. Ken, with the great aspects of the fire, are there some negatives involved as far as the firefighters are concerned?
Well, I think it's just overall this has been a difficult fire for everyone, and as your listeners in the North Bay know all too well, the human toll here is on everyone. We've had dozens and over 50 or 60 firefighters, and others have lost their homes, along with so many others, and so that's weighing on everyone. But everyone is in this fight to the end, and really, it's the difficulty is just beginning as we work on recovery and ensure that we take care of the people that were impacted.
How do you battle the fatigue?
It's about rotating people out. We've been able to get firefighters off the line after that initial 36 to 48 hours where firefighters didn't get a break, and now we've been rotating firefighters out. As the fire in Southern California, the Woolsey Fire, approaches containment, we've been able to move release resources and move them around the state. So firefighters are getting the break they need, at least in the firefighting effort.
And it sounds, Ken, I mean, I know that, that once our fires were out last October, so much work was done by CAL FIRE in terms of repair and trying to get those areas ready for, future possible mudslides. Well, here we are. What can you do about that, that concern?
So the Watershed Emergency Response Team has been well engaged almost from the very start of the fire, identifying where the critical areas are going to be, and engaged with the county and all the other partners and experts to do that. And so they're working very closely to identify that. We're looking at the amount of rain that's forecast, and right now the Weather Service is saying up to an inch or two throughout the course of the latter half of the week. Hopefully, and we're hopeful that it's not enough to cause any initial erosion, but enough to deal with the fire. But we're paying very close attention to that.
And Ken, you're used to having state officials, county officials, federal officials come and tour the devastation. It's not that common for a U.S. president to do that. What was Trump's visit like for you on Saturday?
Absolutely. First time, I think, for us to have the president come visit in many, many years. It was a great show of support. Both governors, Governor-elect Newsom and Governor Brown, met personally and privately with the president. It was a very good discussion about the federal aid coming and the support from FEMA and the disaster declaration, and kind of really where to go from here. And the discussion was about how do we help this community right now with care and sheltering, and then the longer-term discussions about debris removal and ultimately how to rebuild.
Do you think the president do you think his education was expanded by having boots on the ground there?
When we stood at the center of town at a home that had one of the thousands that had burned down, he literally said he had no idea how bad it really was, and I think that's true. This is a time where television, video, and news reports really can't tell the story. When you go out there and see it, it's sobering and overwhelming. And he clearly indicated that's how he felt standing there.
And that, well, that's good. I mean, I think that's appropriate. How could you not be moved by being in the actual area? And of course, the much of the discussion over the weekend about forest management and how many rakes it would take to clean up our forests. We have a feeling it's more than we own now.
You know, it was there was certainly that those comments. At the end of the day, I think obviously right now we're focusing on how to take care of people. The longer term discussions, we do want to see what we've learned again from all of this.
Yeah.
This fire burned just like in the North Bay. This fire burned just at such a critical rate of spread. There was no time to take care of people in that town as this fire came. And so we want to look at not just what the forest management component is, but it's all of the tools in the toolbox. How do we continue to work on hardening our communities and our infrastructure, work on our evacuations? This is a community that was practiced at this. They knew they lived in a fire-prone area and had been working on additional evacuation routes. And a number of measures they put in place were effective. They helped protect their water system. But these are the fires of the future. These are the fires we're going to have around California. So obviously, as we go forward down the road, we will look at everything we can learn from this just to continue to increase our ability as a state to be more resilient to these kinds of fires.
And one of the things that we get concerned about, I'm sure you are too, Ken, with all of the Cal Fire firefighters under your tent, you know, with this amount of loss of life, it's really inconceivable to most of us what it's like to, you know, to work within that framework and to, in some cases, you know, be responsible for seeing the human toll after the fact for the firefighters. We worry for you.
Well, thank you. Yes, I've had an opportunity in the last week to visit firefighters, and not just Cal Fire, but the, you know, men and women in public safety, law enforcement,
yeah,
firefighters, healthcare workers, that all of the folks that were out there at ground zero in those first 12 hours, and had a chance to talk to many, look them in the eye. Yes, this one is very, very difficult for everyone, but I will tell you, and we're all humble, you know, this is our job, but I will tell you the pride, there are heroes out there. The stories are just now emerging about what was done to save people during those first few hours, and it is simply amazing.
Absolutely. I hope there are tons of turkeys headed your way up north.
Well, thank you. I think everyone's going to appreciate that. And I think as a community, as a state, everyone's coming together to take care of each other, just as occurred in the North Bay fires last year. And it is heartwarming and overwhelming to just the amount of support coming in. And it's so much appreciated.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling it, because we certainly feel it for you. And as always, if there's anything that we can do to help support that effort, we are all in, Ken.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Well, thanks for being here with us, and happy Thanksgiving week. Let's hope it's happier as the days go on.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. That is the director of Cal Fire, Ken Pimlott, who was with the president on Saturday touring the fire damage, and has been well known to us since a year ago, October.